One of the foundational concepts of mastering your mind and ultimately mastering your behavior is the idea of association and disassociation. Now, this is something we do naturally anyways, but we can take control of it in order to manipulate how we feel in the moment. Now, when it comes to reality, we basically experience it through our five senses. But the big ones are visual, auditory, and kinesthetic, or feelings. Now, these are the ones that influence us the most, and we can experience them in reality, right? We can really see, feel, hear, smell, and taste things, but also, within our minds, we can imagine seeing things, hearing things, and having those create feelings within us. Right? So remember that equation, that what we imagine seeing and hearing in our minds can create feelings within us. And sometimes it can be feelings of confidence and excitement, and sometimes the way we speak to ourselves and imagine things visually can create feelings of anxiety or tension. So we want to take control over this. And the way we do it is understanding the concept of association and disassociation. Now, basically, it's pretty simple. Association is associating into, if we take visual, for example, you can associate into a visual idea. So, for example, if you think of a cake, right, or you think of your favorite dessert, and you associate into it visually by remembering all the details of it, right? You're connecting into it, you're associating it, you're blowing these things up in your mind. And as you associate into that visual idea of what the cake is, what it looks like, how many layers there are, if there are sprinkles on top, what the piping looks like, as you associate into all these visual memories, oftentimes what will happen is it will begin to elicit a feeling within yourself. Right? Maybe you start salivating more, maybe you start craving that food. So a lot of times what people want to do is they want to cut down cravings, but they don't know how to do it. And they try and just use willpower and ignore cravings. But what we can do instead is go to the source of what's causing it and disassociate from that source. We can disassociate visually from that. Now, how do you do it? There's a few different ways. One is you could begin to play with it and you could imagine, you know, in between you and the cake, a wall comes down. Or you can imagine that you're in a car and you stick it in reverse and gun it backwards and you're getting further and further away from the cake. So do you see what's happening here, though, is that we are disassociating from the visual representation that we're thinking about. Right? Another way to do that is to begin to fill our visual visual focus on something else. Because remember, we can only concentrate on so many things. So if instead of, you know, if we're feeling craving for cake, instead of thinking about cake, what we can begin to do is think about something else visually. Okay? So how do we do that? We could think about, a fruit salad. Okay, and you imagine that fruit salad, the best fruit salad that you've ever seen in your life. What would it have in it? Imagine it had grapes in it, right? Red or green. Maybe it had pieces of watermelon. Maybe it had pieces of melon. Right? Maybe it had pieces of kiwi. Whatever your favorite fruits are, and you begin to visually remember and associate into all of those things. Now, as you associate into all of those details of what the fruit salad may have, you're using up your visual capacity. And as you do that, you are naturally, automatically disassociating from that memory of the cake. And as you do that, as you reassociate to the thing that you want, disassociate from the thing you want to stop craving, you're going to begin to, again, limit the craving for the cake and begin to increase cravings for the fruit salad. So do you see what we're doing? We're going to a deeper level here, though. It's not just about, let me fight the craving. You see, because if you're unconsciously associating into that image of the cake constantly, it's going to constantly be creating cravings. And you have to fight them off all the time. If we go kind of under the hood here, we disassociate from that visual idea, and we associate into what we do want. Right, so this is an example of a visual, right? So this is the modality we're hitting here is visual, right? What we're seeing. And this is a very, very popular one. Again, if you look at advertisements, again, what are they doing? They're trying to associate you into that visual idea. And they're using auditory association as well. Maybe they have people saying, or maybe you hear the crunch of a food. Okay, you see people smiling. Okay, so again, they're associating to the pleasure visually, auditorily. Those are the big two. Now, in reality, we can also associate into smells and tastes as well. All right? But the process of associating into these senses and disassociating from them, you can be used constantly. And this is what you want to practice, right? So that you're not just fighting cravings, but you're going deeper into the senses, visual, auditory, kinesthetic, smell and taste. So if all of a sudden you think of a smell of, your grandmother's pasta sauce or something, but you're trying to eat less pasta, one of the things you want to do is you want to disassociate from that representation in your mind. And you can do that by, again, filling up your mind, associating into smells that are more, that are going to bring you the cravings that you want. So maybe it's the smells of, the summer air, the smell of fresh basil in the garden. So you want smells that are, more supportive of what you're trying to do. All right. So it's the same thing with all the senses, though. You can disassociate and associate into all of them, and they are going to basically create the cravings that you have. So again, if you don't have the cravings that are supporting you, you want to go to this deeper level and start paying attention to what you're associating and dissociating into sense-wise. And again, the big ones are the visual ones, the auditory ones, what you're saying to yourself. You see, some people can be talking to themselves about dessert. They say, I can't wait to have that, the chocolate cake. I can't wait to have that. And they're talking to themselves like this. And that's associating you into that feeling. Okay? So play around with this. Again, this is like most things. It's about observing it first. You're not just going to change it because much of it's unconscious. But you want to begin to observe where you're having challenges. Start to look at this level, okay, this sense level of not just what's going on in the reality, but more importantly, what's going on in your mind. How are you, if you're struggling with a certain food, how are you thinking about it? When are you thinking about it? When are you associating into it? How are you associating into it? Right? Once you become aware of that and you observe that, then you can create a plan to do the opposite of that, right? Or to solve it by, again, focusing on this level and doing the things we talked about, associating into the foods that are more supportive of you, all right? And as you do that, again, you're gonna hit that foundational level, so it feels different. It's not about cravings. It becomes about, again, going under the hood and changing things up on a foundational level so you begin to feel the way that you want to. But association, disassociation, very, very powerful. One of the places that just you'll notice it is when you're watching television ads. Or, they're really powerful. Television is very, very powerful. When you're watching a food ad, I want you to notice the level of association and dissociation. What are they associating you into sensually, visually, auditorily? Right? What smells and tastes are they trying to elicit and connect you to? And what feelings does that create in you? All right? Pay attention to that. Because as you pay attention to it, then you can start to defend yourself from it. The problem is most people don't even realize this is going on, and so they can never even defend themselves from it. So pay attention to that, and focus on it, and I'll talk to you next week.